Mayor Bloomberg is taking more steps to help house potentially thousands of people who have been displaced by Sandy and will need long-term housing. He appointed a former emergency management official to oversee the city's efforts to provide that housing. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez is here to talk about the housing crisis, who needs this housing, and where people might go. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, do we know how many people are going to need long-term housing at this point?
Well, Sotirios, on Sunday, the mayor said it could be up to as many as 40,000 people that needed the long-term housing. But yesterday, he seemed to be revising his estimates downward and said officials were still really trying to get a handle on that number. He said the city would be going door to door to try to assess which houses are damaged beyond repair. Public housing residents were expected to be a large chunk of the potentially homeless population. But yesterday, the mayor said the city was making progress in getting those people back into their apartments. He said they could be back there this week. But there still are 114 buildings with 21,000 people that still don't have power. Another 174 buildings with 35,000 people still don't have heat and hot water.
Now, you went out to FDR High School near Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. It's currently serving as a shelter for people who evacuated from the coastal areas. And you met some people who might fit into this category of having no place to go. What's their situation?
Well, right. I met several residents who lived in basements in the Seagate section of Coney Island who said they had no friends or relatives to take them in, no money to rent new apartments with, so basically they have no other place to go. For instance, I met a young couple, 26-year-old Eric Johnson and his wife Lena. They said they walked 2 hours during the height of the storm to get to this Brooklyn shelter with only the clothes on their backs, and here's what they had to say.
Everything's gone. Yeah. Everything, yeah.
Even clothes, everything.
Have you been back to see it?
Yeah, we've seen it. Nothing, we can't do anything about it. Yeah, landlord's gone. Just nothing you can do about it. I work out of my house. All my possessions are gone. I can't work, nothing. Four different computers, everything. A lot of damage, a lot of money.
Now, I also met some people who were homeless before the storm and had been evacuated from a homeless shelter in Sheepshead Bay that they said was no longer habitable.
So what options do people have at this point?
Well, I think many people are confused about their options. You know, they know the school is going to be starting tomorrow at the shelter they're staying in, but they say they haven't been told whether they'll be moved out or not. Many of them have applied for FEMA, but they're unsure what form that assistance will take. Now, there was one man that did say FEMA arranged for him to stay in an apartment in Sterrett City, which is this large housing development in Brooklyn, for roughly the next 6 weeks. He said he owned a condo at Seagate in Coney Island, and the condo is still standing, but the ground floor of the building is so badly damaged, it's going to be a long time before people can go back.
Mayor Bloomberg named Brad Gehr as the director of the city's housing recovery operations. He managed a nearly $9 billion budget for the federal government during the response to the September 11th attacks and was deputy commissioner of operations at the city's Office of Emergency Management. What's he going to do?
Well, Gehr said his first priority was going to be to get a handle on the demand. He explained the demand is a moving target. He said some people may need help now, but once their power is back on, they'll be fine. Others might be sticking it out now, but will eventually realize that they're going to need to move out. Gehr said the assistance from FEMA could come in many forms. He said it could include everything from hotel rooms to cash assistance so families can find their own place to stay. But basically, he said the city would be looking at all temporary housing options.
WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez on the city's efforts to house potentially thousands of people whose housing was left uninhabitable by last week's storm. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you, Sotirios.